Nearly 10 years ago, India started what became the largest public health program in the world to battle its raging tuberculosis epidemic. India's success has shown that the disease can be controlled, even in poor countries with inadequate healthcare systems. But a new study warns that the deepening AIDS epidemic threatens to undo India's progress on TB. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
India is a huge country with more than a billion people. Each year, 2 million become infected with tuberculosis. It has a quarter of all the world's tuberculosis cases, and until 1993, no effective system for controlling it. Dr. Richard Chasen of Johns Hopkins Center for Tuberculosis Research says the vast majority of the people with tuberculosis in India relied on private doctors.
They didn't supervise treatment. They didn't properly diagnose tuberculosis. They had multiple different regimens for treating it, many of them non-standard. And the result was that they had a high rate of treatment failure, a high rate of drug resistance, and 500,000 patients a year dying of tuberculosis, many unnecessarily.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had loaned Dr. Thomas Frieden to New York City to clean up a TB outbreak in the late 1980s. They then sent him to India, where he helped put together what's called a DOTS program. That means patients are diagnosed and then monitored for months to make sure they complete treatment to keep them from infecting others. By 2001, hundreds of thousands of workers had been trained and thousands of laboratories upgraded. As Frieden notes this week in a New England Journal of Medicine study, it simply requires a few key components.
Political commitment, good quality diagnosis, good quality treatment with direct observation to ensure that patients get cured, a regular supply of medicines, and systematic monitoring and accountability. That system is very simple in concept. And if applied correctly, it works. And India has shown that they can apply it correctly. And at this point, they have treated more than 1.3 million patients and saved about 250,000 lives.
At a cost of $50 for every patient cured, Frieden's partner was Dr. G. Rangoon Khatri in India's Ministry of Health and Welfare. More important than the planning, Khatri says, was the missionary zeal of Indians, from the prime minister to the lowliest health worker.
You are dedicated fully to the TB control program, where you know that in India, every minute one patient is dying of TB, and therefore any work, any decision, any activity which is delayed for 5 minutes would mean that we are responsible for causing 5 deaths in the country.
India started with something many developing countries don't have, a public health infrastructure with tens of thousands of health centers and smaller clinics. Still, Dr. Thomas Frieden, who is back in New York as its commissioner of health, says India's success holds out hope for other countries.
Those systems are not always as functional as we might wish. There may be an absence of some staff, there may not always be medications, but what the Indian experience shows is even in areas where the system isn't highly functional, they were able to treat and cure large numbers of tuberculosis patients.
The next step in this project will be to expand it to cover up to 80% of the population, and they don't have much time. With 4 million people now infected with HIV, India may soon have the world's worst AIDS epidemic, which threatens to undermine the progress it has made on tuberculosis. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.